Well, there are many significant milestones that happened here at the Nahum Segal Network. I could say that with tremendous thankfulness. A lot of things that go on a regular basis, and sometimes we just look back and say, wow, unbelievable that we have gotten to this point. Naomi Nachman, who has been yet another, and we have a lot of very loyal people here at the Nahum Segal Network. We have people we're working with for 30 years, 40 years. I mean, there's some names that are really familiar to this audience who have just been dedicated to our efforts for so long. Naomi Nachman has been just that for the last 10 years, and she is now celebrating, as we are, her 10th anniversary, believe it or not, 10 years of Table for Two, Friday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Time right here at the Nahum Segal Network. And Naomi has taken on, rightfully so, a million different projects since then. But she has, as I said, like many others here, has remained so loyal to this format and being part of what we present every single day and every single week here at the Nahum Segal Network. She's also moving in on her 300th show. Her 300th Table for Two is going to be presented in the very, very near future. Anyway, with all that in mind, I wanted to make sure to bring Naomi Nachman on the air. Fittingly enough, she's in Jerusalem, and apparently she has just completed a couple of amazing shows that we're going to be enjoying here on Fridays in the very near future at the Nahum Segal Network. Naomi Nachman, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you. It is always so good to be here on your show. And it's been an amazing wild ride. 10 years, Nachum, it's crazy.
It is unbelievable. You look back and you say to yourself, I hate to sound like an old man, but you say to yourself, where have these 10 years gone?
I know.
And look what you've done. And I gotta, you know, this year, this season, as amazing as all the seasons with you have been in the past, this season has been remarkable because look at some of the locations from where you've been doing these shows, including the ones that we're going to be presenting over the next couple of weeks. It must be an incredible feeling that with all the traveling you're doing and all the demonstrations and classes that you're giving worldwide, you're able to incorporate this show when you go on the road.
You know what? It's amazing, and it's just an incredible blessing to be from Hashem to be part of your team. And you know, hopefully, people will listen to the next two shows, which were recorded this morning. Today is February 1st, 2023, and my first show aired February 1st, 2013. I cannot believe it.
Wow!
We recorded this year in France. A show from the riverboat cruise. I recorded last week from Bahrain, all thanks to the Abraham Peace Accords that I was able to go. The Jewish community flew me out. They said, Naomi Nachman, we want you here in Bahrain. Show the world what we've got here. There's been a Jewish community there since the 1880s.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then we did two shows this morning. I call it the center of the universe, Shuk Machane Yehuda. Really a joke. It's because the Kotel is really the center of the Jewish universe, but after that it's the Shuk.
Here's the order according to Naomi Nachman: Harabayit number one, and then the Shuk number two. That's the order according to Naomi. Now, one second. So many of the people who are listening right now have been in Shuk Machane Yehuda. Tell us exactly where you were when these shows took place.
Okay, so I sat in a brand new woman's owned store. A 25-year-old young lady opened up a shakshuka bar. And we sat there literally for 2 hours. I recorded two shows, had an incredible lineup of guests. And I can't wait for everyone to hear the shows. You'll hear them one this Friday time for Tu B'Shvat. And then next one, basically we call them as two separate shows.
We're right.
We started one, we closed it out, then we started another one and closed it out. But it's really one big show.
A lot of special guests, or you just focused on her establishment? How did you handle the format of these two shows?
So we started off with me eating because, of course, I feel bad. I felt bad DK wasn't there, you know.
He's going to hold that one against you.
Yeah. So we started off. We had Osnat Amos, who's the owner of this incredible establishment.
Nice.
Then we went on to Nina. I'm completely blanking out her last name. And we actually had a very tender moment. I'll tell you about it because it's about Maya Weingarten.
Oh, wow.
So she's the Jerusalemite. She has 80,000 followers on Instagram. She shows scenes of Jerusalem. And we were in the food scenes of Jerusalem, everything about Jerusalem. And she was, I said, during Corona, you made Jerusalem come to us because we couldn't get into Israel and you brought Jerusalem to the people. And I said, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim, nobody forget Jerusalem.
Wow.
And because people like her, she could. And then I got very choked up. And one time I was on the air and I was talking about something and I started to cry. It was a very meaningful discussion about someone who'd also passed away, Mayor Weingart. And I said, it's so weird that I'm crying on air. That's so weird. I'm sorry I'm crying on air. Mayor Weingart and Oliver Sholem called me up the next day and goes, Naomi, never apologize for crying on air. It just makes you so human.
Wow.
So Mayor's watching us down. I gave him a little bit of a shout out. But
yeah.
He's always with us also.
Oh,
Mayor.
That's so true. So true.
Yeah, so it was just, and then I had her, then I had Yehuda Jacobs, who's the Israeli foodie on Instagram and what he does, and then we had Joe Klein on the second show, who I'm running to the Jerusalem Marathon for his Just One Chesed. We're bringing a whole foodie group to Israel.
Oh,
to represent.
We've had them on the air. They're wonderful.
Wonderful, and he said that he's been on the show,
sure.
My show and your show, numerous times.
Right.
And then we had, gosh, it was like 3 hours ago. My brain is like frozen for a second. Then we had Joel Haber. He's been on the show. We actually did a Shuk tour as a radio show maybe in 2016. So early on in the career, we went around the Shuk. You can find that on our archives. And then there was one other person. I feel so. Oh, and then we had another girl boss. There's a family of a mother and daughter team who started from, they live in Gibraltar and they made Aliyah and they started Batata, which means potato in Spanish. And they started a potato restaurant in the Shuk and I had them on. So it just was celebrating women, celebrating Jerusalem, celebrating the Shuk, celebrating Nachum Siegel, celebrating Table for Two.
Can I just ask you what the centerpiece of the potato menu is? I'm just curious.
Like what's in it?
Yeah, what's their items? Like it's a potato restaurant,
jeez.
Meaning what? They're serving kugel and latkes? Like what's going on there?
No, no, no. So it's a whole potato that they bake in this like really cool oven.
Wow.
Then they split the potato open, then they mash it with a fork, and then they add in like sour cream and onions and more sweet potato and eggplant. And get like I have a whole bar of things that you want. You choose to
very
put
cool.
inside there.
Very cool. I like that
delicious.
Idea. Yeah, very cool. And you get a whole bunch of them, and everybody at the table tastes each one and has a good time with it. I like that. That's a great concept. Thanks. Naomi Nachman is with us. We wish a mazal tov to Naomi. We would do it in person, but it's impossible to track Naomi down these days between Dubai and France. And now Israel, nobody can track her down and get her to stop for a moment so we could actually wish her a mazel tov in person. So we're doing this via telephone as she is celebrating today, February the 1st, the 10th anniversary of the very first Table for Two here on the Nachum Siegel Network. And as I said, she's closing in on a milestone in terms of number of episodes as well. That'll happen in the next couple of weeks. Everything Naomi just said, you will see and hear video and audio between this coming Friday before Tu B'Shvat and next Friday after Tu B'Shvat, both shows obviously focusing on the Shuk in Jerusalem, so appropriate for this time of year with Tu B'Shvat happening on Mondays. Are we going to ever get you back to the United States, or are you just keep traveling around the globe?
I'm leaving. I'm coming back Motzei Shabbos, but then I have KFWE.
Oh, I'll see you there Monday, right?
Wine experience. Of course, we have that Monday, and then I'm going to the California one. Kosher.com is sending me to the California one. I'm going to be in California Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But then I'm home for like 6 weeks. Well, I've got the Jerusalem Marathon in London in between. But, there's always something. But I've got to be home cooking for Pesach.
I was just going to say, of course you're
Pesach
home for six coming. Weeks because you dare ruin this conversation by reminding everybody that Pesach's around the corner.
Oh, no, we celebrate Pesach. You should always celebrate the freedom that you have.
Amen to that. Some people who are tied to the kitchen don't always look at it as freedom, but we know what you mean, of course.
Yeah.
Naomi Mazal Tov to you. We look forward to
thank
Friday's
you.
Show and Bezrat Hashem. As you see, our studio is in the final stages of the rebuild, so you and I are going to make an appointment and broadcast Bezrat Hashem at least once in the brand new studio coming up.
Oh, for sure. I can't wait. We're going to do the 300th show from there, which is very soon.
Amazing.
But really, I just want to thank you and Miriam for giving me another way to share my voice with everyone. I enjoy it so much. It's a lot of work, and I enjoy every minute of it.
Well,
there's never a time I don't think about where I can do a show where I must have someone on my show, and I really like even on vacation, I'm officially on vacation now here in Israel. And I'm like, no, I got to record a show. And then I realized, wow, it's going to be a 10-year milestone while I was here. So I'm like, this is all tied in so nicely.
Well, it's phenomenal. And as I said earlier, like so many others here have demonstrated, we really appreciate your loyalty and love for what we do here. A continued success to all of us. And I hope to see you Monday, Bezrat Hashem, at the Big Kedem event in New York City.
Yeah, we'll do a little Instagramming together.
We'll do a little Instagram. Hey, Naomi always keeps me in the loop with the social media when she sees me, so I'll make sure to do one of those. And what can I say? Enjoy Israel and Mazal Tov again.
Thank you.
The one and only Naomi Nachman, Aussie Gourmet, from down under, but now the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years here in the United States where she's based. But now you could say she's based around the entire globe as she's always traveling. And not just reporting and doing social media, but actually doing full shows from different parts around the world, which we appreciate so much. And the listeners love. And Attention Listeners is coming Friday, the brand new show from Shuk Machane Yehuda at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at the Nahum Segal Network. Thank you so much, Naomi. More coming up at JM and Amateur.